Did you turn it on?
Yeah.
All right. There we go. All right. We are continuing in Titus. Once we get through these qualifications, it should go a lot faster. Yeah. Tonight is one. It is the quality of equity, I guess, being just. And so Titus chapter 1, verse 8, you know, and going through these, I think about and reflect on the reasons people get put into positions in ministry and just, you know, sometimes the reasons that are other than these that are stated here in Titus and Timothy, because they have good business sense, because they've got, you know, there's some relationship with the pastor or something, and yeah, sometimes that. But just all these other reasons, and then seems like eventually problems happen because of this, because problems are going to happen anyway, and if you don't have some of these qualities, then these little things just become bigger issues. So this one is, in verse 8, he says, lover of hospitality, lover of good men, sober, just. It's like a good sense of equity and just treating people fairly. And so there's a lot said about this particular quality in the Bible, and it's tied a lot of times to faith. You know, the just shall live by faith. And so that's said, and we'll, you know the verse, but we may look at it just to give it some context. But just is the description we're looking at this evening. And so let's pray, and we'll talk about this, give you a few points about it. But let's pray about all this. Father, thank you for your words. Thank you for, again, everybody that's here this evening. For those that are traveling, I pray you give them safety. Those that will be traveling, that you give them safety as they travel. And then some that are not feeling well, I pray that you'd help them feel better. And I pray that you'd guide us through this little study tonight as we go through these qualifications, really taking them slowly and kind of meditating on them and thinking about what you're really looking for in this structure and this leadership positions. And so I pray that you'd help us understand this not that it's necessarily just a quality for leadership, but certainly one that leadership would need to have in a congregation. So please help us. We need your help in this, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, so just, the quality of being just. I thought a while back that it's interesting we use that. We like to quote that verse, the just shall live by faith. That's Habakkuk says that. He's one of the minor prophets. He says that, and then Paul reiterates it multiple times, Galatians, Romans, he reiterates it. And I think we like that faith part because it sounds like it doesn't mean very much. It sounds like it just is sort of, you know, we just think about Jesus and we just kind of agree that he's the Savior, and that's what faith is. But it says the just shall live by faith. Live is actually the one of the key words in that. And so living by faith, and then the fact that this person is just, this is how they're operating. The description is they're just, and this is how they live. This is how they operate. This is their the way they think about things. So that said, I don't think I'll take you to the verses. I think you know them. There's Habakkuk, the just shall live by faith. It's quoted in Galatians. It's quoted in Romans and, you know, a few other places. But you get the idea. Even Hebrews quotes it. So it's said multiple times, the just shall live by faith. And this is, I will show you a few of these other verses, though. Let's look at some cross references to this, because there's a lot of proverbs about being just and what it is. And these are good. The proverbs are good, just wisdom and practical living type things. So look at Proverbs chapter 11. Give you a couple cross references to this. I think there's as you're turning there, one of the verses that comes to mind is that it says, with the heart men believe unto righteousness. And the idea being, with the heart you believe unto doing the right thing. Not just this sort of financial accounting or this just sort of God's accounting, but it's believe unto righteousness, doing the right thing, and just a sense of justice or being just and fair treatment, things like that. That's part of this. But Proverbs chapter 11, give you a good cross-reference to this idea of being just. It says this, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9, a hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor. I thought that was kind of interesting, because the idea of being just is that you're not going to treat people hypocritically. You're going to give them a fair deal, and you're going to treat the situation with equity. But a hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. So that's interesting. That can apply to, you know, future judgment, but also just in life. You know, when you treat people the way they would like to be treated, generally you get that in return. And that's kind of the idea in this. Look in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 13. It says, the wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips. So his mouth gets him in trouble. But the just shall come out of trouble. One thing you'll notice alongside of this, not just the treatment of people, but also the fact that this sense of being just has a lot to do with what you say about other people and how you treat them with your mouth in other company. And so it's interesting, because when you get to the New Testament, one of the men that is called just in the New Testament is it's very early on. Anybody know? I'll give you a chance at it. There's a man that is, it says he was a just man. Anybody? Anyone want to take a shot at it? What is it? No, in the New Testament. New Testament, early on. Maybe, that's not the one I'm thinking of. Joseph. Joseph and Mary. Joseph is said to be a just man. And so all of these proverbs that deal with this justice and people controlling their mouth and not destroying people's lives with their mouth, that's the opposite of what Joseph did. Joseph finds out Mary's pregnant, and his response is not to start gossiping about her or talking about her. His response is, because he doesn't know what's going on, his response is to make this a private matter. That's just. That's being just in this situation. And so he doesn't gossip about her. He doesn't spread bad news about her. And what's neat about all of that is this man's the quality of being just, this is something that the Lord sees in Joseph, and obviously he sees faith in Mary and sees this in Joseph as well, knowing that he can trust this couple with this wild, really this wild job of Mary carrying Jesus Christ, and Joseph's not the dad, and how's he supposed to figure all that out? Now it becomes understood what's going on a little bit later. But up until that point in time, he's guided by this sense of justice. I'm going to treat her the way I would want to be treated. Yeah, I feel hurt in this situation, but I'm not going to destroy her life because I just feel hurt. And so he chooses to, before he understands everything, he chooses to just make this a private matter. And that is actually exactly what the Proverbs are saying happens here with a just person. The wicked destroy their lives with their mouth, but the just, it says, they preserve, they keep their life, they help with their mouth. And so this is the just shall come out of trouble, you know, through knowledge of justice delivered, things like that. And it's always coupled with, or in these verses, it's coupled with the wicked who destroys his life with his mouth, or destroys somebody else's life with his mouth, things like that. And so it's not only just the sense of fairness with people, but it's also how you control your mouth when you're hurt about things, how you control your mouth about other people when you don't know what the situation is. And so that's just, that's being just. And I'm sure when you hear this, you can see how if there's leadership that has loose lips or something, I mean, this thing can be really, you can destroy people's lives. And so the just, first of all, you got the just shall live by faith, not just pray one time by faith, but live by faith. This is how they live. This is how they act it out. Live by faith. We talked about Joseph. That was kind of the second point, but I'll give you a little more thoughts on Joseph here. He's like a gentleman as far as Matthew describes him. He's minded to put away Mary privately, or just, you know, dissolve this relationship privately, make it a private matter. And so he's a man that rules his spirit well. And you, that really comes out because he's obviously hurt, but he doesn't lash out. It really works out because he doesn't even know the situation. He thinks he might know the situation, but he doesn't. And that's something to keep in mind. You know, you want to lash out at some people sometimes and you don't know the situation. It reminds me of what Jesus says. He talks about the merciful being blessed. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. That's kind of the way Joseph was. There's actually a proverb about that. If you're still in Proverbs, it's verse 17 in chapter 11. And it just says, the merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. And that's, you know, if you're a bully, you are a target. Somebody is gunning for you, and they are going to get you at some point because you have made life miserable for a lot of people, and a lot of people are probably, they probably want to get you back if you're just a cruel person, just a tyrant. If you're a merciful person, generally people will treat you with that kind of respect that you treat them. So mercy sort of endures people to the merciful. And that's, again, Joseph is a just man. He exhibits these qualities. We just read that. The merciful man does good to his own soul. That's Joseph. So he's a man, as far as Joseph is concerned, he's a man where it's expressly stated that this man is a just man. And so you can just watch his life and understand the characteristics of what a just man is according to the Lord. Now, back to this idea, the just shall live by faith. I'll give you a few more proverbs about this. They're just practical things As far as describing just people, and interestingly enough, a lot of them, again, relate to the mouth, what's coming out of your mouth. So let's look at this. Let's look at a few of these. Look in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 20. That's one place. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 20. Living by faith. What does living by faith look like? The just shall live by faith. And if you're prone to just to emphasize the faith part, think about it more with the just living, how they live. This is how they live their life. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 20 is a good place. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. It's valuable. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. So there's a contrast there, and that is surely something that is valuable in Joseph's life, if you want to make that connection. He's someone who holds his tongue because he doesn't want to ruin Mary's life, and it works out in everybody's favor. So the tongue of the just is as choice silver. Skip down to verse 31, same chapter. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom. So one other thing that you might notice in this is if Titus is appointing teachers in congregations, then what's coming out of their mouth is probably important if they're teaching people. And so that's an interesting connection that all of these descriptions have to do with what's coming out of these people's mouths. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The mouth of the just brings forth wisdom. Here's a couple prophets that deal with this. Look in Isaiah chapter 26. And I'm just giving you a lot of cross references here, but... Isaiah 26, Isaiah deals with this, and really this is, again, something that goes all the way through the Bible, the just living by faith. Isaiah 26 and verse 7 says, "The way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright dost weigh the path of the just." So the way of the just is uprightness. That is, you could say righteousness. That's say doing right. Again, equity, things like that, fair treatment of people, all of that. And you'll notice the poor and all that's in this context. So the way of the just is uprightness. And one more about walking in this way. Look in Hosea. This is a little prophet. Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea. Hosea chapter 14 and verse 9. The very last verse in the book of Hosea says this: "Who is wise? And he shall understand these things. Prudent, he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them. But the transgressors shall fall therein." That's a perfect way to end that prophecy, by the way, the book of Hosea, because he deals with this all through here. And that's one of the things these guys seem to be trying to get through Israel's head, is that this is the ways of the Lord are not your physical connection to Jacob. The ways of the Lord are things like justice and things like mercy and things like faithfulness. These are what connect you to God. And so just by get to the New Testament, and as Titus is instructed to appoint leadership, elders, bishops in these congregations. He deals with a lot of things that, you know, they're good qualities of people that really anybody should exemplify. But if you're going to be in leadership in these congregations, you have to have these things. And most of them deal with people's judgment and anything that would hinder your good judgment. And then also things that would, in this case, things that give you, help you give people a fair, I don't know, just deal with people mercifully and fairly. And so the just shall live by faith. That's, you understand that. Joseph is a just man. And then you've got a few verses. There's a lot of verses that we didn't go through, very many of them. But there's a lot of verses that describe what living by faith looks like. And this is just one aspect of it. The just living by faith. And this is what living by faith looks like, is it brings a sense of justice and you know, mercy and, again, fair treatment, things like that. And then controlling what comes out of your mouth when, particularly in times when you don't feel particularly like doing that. But anyhow, that's why Joseph is who he is, and that's why, that's probably why the Lord picked that couple. But anyhow, that's justice, or I should say just being just. And it's one of the descriptions that is right in line with being faithful to the Lord. And it's one of those things that's required in congregational leadership by Paul as he's instructing Titus. So hope that's helpful. Let's wrap it up. We'll pray and we'll get out of here.